As usual, for folks that are new to Firesides, we do these sort of like a PM's question time. We do Elysium at conference.confleet.com. I will hear some blurfs, and you guys can give me feedback, yell at me, tell me that I look stupid, or ask questions, and I may or may not answer them. So we'll see how that goes. The big news, of course, is that CCB has nerfed the hell out of everything in the entire galaxy. And in theory, I'm supposed to be upset about this, but in practice, I don't really give a shit. It doesn't really change. I mean, we're going to be changing some things for us. And we're going to be talking about that today. But, you know, there are a lot of times when we get together and CCB has Sledgehammer nerfed something. If you've been playing this game for like 15 years, if you're like a goddamn psychopath like I am, you know, you see them do the over-nerf thing. Something becomes powerful and then they hit it with a huge sledgehammer and then it's basically unusable, but then something else takes its place. So if you're newer to the game, if you've only been playing Eve for like a couple years and you're like looking at this patch and you're like, oh my god, what the hell is CCB doing? This is so confusing, blah, blah, blah. This is actually pretty normal. This is the thing CCB does every couple of years. They'll come around and then they, instead of nerfing something a little bit, when CCB nerfs something, usually they just fucking sledgehammer it into uselessness. So I've seen a lot of people angry on Reddit. I've seen a lot of people generally being ass blasted and confused, but this is like a normal CCB nerf overreaction as far as I'm concerned. Like this is, they do this all the time if you've been playing a stupid game for a really long time. So we're going to be talking about what we're doing about all these nerfs and. You know, sometimes I'll get together and off our side and I'll like do the whole bodybuilder analogy. And like, it'll be sometimes there are situations where the Imperium ends up being stronger than everybody else because of, you know, the bodybuilder analogy. It's like, oh, everybody got nerfed, but we got, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like everybody was using super carriers. Everybody who's using ships that have any kind of resistance, got kicked in the dick with this, right? Like everybody got kicked in the dick. We got kicked in the dick. Everybody kicked in the dick. It sucks. The question is, what are we going to do about it? And conveniently we have answers. So first things first, one of the things that I guess one of the reasons why I'm not all that concerned about this thing is we have been dealing with a series of drastic CCB nerfs going all the way back to the Drifter invasion and then the blackout and stuff like this. So we're pretty used to how this works, right? CCB does something. And I come here on a fireside and I say, here are these changes that we are going to be implementing. And then life for us goes on. You guys are now used to us doing drastic changes because when CCB does drastic things, we do drastic things. So like this is normal now. So here's what we're going to do. Like with Blackout, as a good first step, when this patch hits, we are just going to dock all of our supercarriers for a week. We did the exact same thing during the Blackout, first week of Blackout. We docked up all of our supercarriers because fuck you, Olmeca. Number one, and two, it gives us the time to focus purely on homeland defense and just seeing which way the winds are blowing through the galaxy. So same deal as before. 1 week when the patch hits, dock up your supercarriers, and then we'll see how things settle. The good news is that the fit, from what I've been seeing and what I've been told, the use of filaments across the galaxy is such that like Delve has had lots of content delivered to its doorstep in the form of like small gangs running around. And apparently people have been having a lot of fun doing like subcapital homeland defense and just sort of scampering around all over Delve, blowing up idiots that have immediately delivered to our doorstep. So if people have been having fun with that and been enjoying, apparently there's a lot of PvP to be had in Delve. I am curious to get some feedback from you guys about that in Elysium, if you are happy with the amount of shit to blow up in Delve, before we move on, to talk about other things. Apparently Karma Fleet Standing has been running around like a whole bunch of fucking maniacs, according to Kathy, and, it's been a blast. One of the concerns that I had, going into this patch, and one of the reasons why I'm talking about like nerfs and stuff like that, one of the concerns that I had, of course, is that CCP is nerfing, you know, there's lots of PvE nerfs. They're, you know, oh, mining nerfs are happening, ratting nerfs are happening, secondary ratting nerfs are happening because super carriers are getting weaker, so it's harder to do that, blah, blah, blah. But if people are just going to be delivering puppies to our doorstep nonstop using filaments, and we can just sit around Delve running around killing idiot puppies, and we don't have to go anywhere to do it, I'm cool with it. Like, I don't really... We do have something interesting to talk about PvE-wise that we're going to get to in a moment, but, like, if everybody's having fun doing homeland defense and the puppies are endlessly spawning in due to filament, heh. And I think that if we're already seeing a lot of these things, Rolf Smith talking about how dread camps are fun is great because we're going to be talking about dreads combalots next. Somebody saying stop warping supers to gates and trying to kill puppies. Well, again, don't worry. We're going to be docking all of our supers for a week after the patch it. Okay. So before I talk about doing blazing and stain, let's talk about dreads. Dreads are getting huge buffs, functionally speaking, in the midst of all of these other nerfs. We've been telling you guys for a while, though we kind of slacked off on this because it wasn't like a weekly drumbeat on firesides. We've mentioned it on a few firesides, but we talked to our Titan pilots and we said, make sure your Titan guys can also use dreads. Hod dreads are hilarious. The revelation is hilarious. And as supers themselves are getting nerfed, I'm perfectly happy having a dread umbrella and dropping dreads on anything and everything that moves. I'm very biased towards this because I love dread fights. The few situations that you will see me getting off my ass to like FC things and do stuff in the client are oftentimes... I used to FC like Ninja C jobs. I love dreads. Dreads are fantastic. Like there's nothing just like slamming dreads on the table, hitting the siege timer and going like, all right, for 5 minutes, live or die, shit's going down. And so what we're going to be doing here is inspiring everybody, not inspiring, just telling you, this is what we're doing. Dreads, 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 motherfuckers. We already have a bunch of Titans. We already have a bunch of supers. So it should be relatively simple. If you don't already have your dudes trained into dreads, make sure that they are. And we're so essentially an ideal scenario for having filaments and like random puppies coming to Delph constantly is it gives us an opportunity not just to train up lots of FCs scampering around doing homeland defense fleet. So never been a better time to get involved in that. One. Two, it's a great training opportunity for us to get used to doing dread bombs ourselves over and over and over again. So I think that there's a lot of potential for fun there. Nags and revs, guys, are the ones that you really want to be aiming for here. Nags and revs. Sorry, I should have clarified like that. And we're going to be talking about this more. Expect us, because, you know, it's not just us doing this. Every Nullsec Empire with Assault has sort of read the tea leaves and said, dreads are going to be the thing, so dreads, dreads, dreads. We are just in a very good position because we already told everybody Titans, Titans, Titans. And so for you motherfuckers that have multiple Titans and Supers, it's relatively easy to say, okay, sure, I'll bring out a fucking dread. Let's do it. And, yeah, like my biggest concern, really, in terms of what are we going to do here for the next several weeks has been kind of resolved by the filament stuff. Because if puppies are going to be teleported to our doorstep, and then we can just drop hod dreads on them, I mean, that sounds fantastic, really. So cool. Yeah, that'll do. So what are we going to do beyond that? Doctrine changes. We're cleaning up the doctrines. The big thing is this. Hacks are good because everything, all the resistance has got nerfed. We were already excited about sacrileges, and sacrileges are probably going to be our like main line subcapital doctrine now, because after these patches go in, hack resistances are, you know, T2 resistances in general are better, and you have the assault damage control nonsense, so sacs are going to be the thing. That said, one of the warnings I have to give you guys from the fitting team is this. CCB is changing all sorts of random crap all the time. And because they are changing all sorts of random crap all the time, do not get rid of your Baltex or Eagles or any of your like mothballed ships if you can afford to like leave them in your hangar. Because they're changing things rapidly enough that you know, we might need them in 2 weeks for all we know. But conveniently, everybody has, as Jonas ML has pointed out, everybody has been in the process of sacking up for going on GIF deployments. And so, yeah. This is another reason, I guess, why I'm not like screaming about, oh my god, the nerfs are so bad, is because, you know, one, death to all supers, two, dreads are awesome, three, oh, gee, we're just going to have to use hacks as our main subcapital doctrine, and we already love sacks and have been using them, and they kick ass, and they're a lot of fun. So it's kind of like through a briar patch. I'm very biased, though, so whatever. This is, I gotta say, like, for a personal perspective, it's been really weird, like, watching the puppies slap fight on Reddit. Because normally speaking, whenever there's, like, a big CCB nerf, there people take sides. One side is happy, the other side is unhappy, blah, blah, blah. This time I'm just seeing a whole bunch of screaming, miserable people on Reddit being mad about these patch changes. And to be fair, there's some dumb shit in there that's worth being mad about. But the consequences for us organizationally are all things that I love doing. Like, I love dread fights. I love sacrileges. I love killing puppies that come here on filament. I love being lazy and having puppies handed to us on a platter and then dropping dreads or whatever sledgehammer we have on them. I don't care what the sledgehammer is. Sometimes it's dread, sometimes it's heightened, sometimes it's a super carrier. But if they want to service up puppies on a platter, we will fuck them, not turn them into a fine red mist. I'm cool with it. Okay, so one of the things though is maybe you don't want to spend all day doing homeland defense PvPing. We do have a big PvE project that we're going to announce now, which some of you might have already noticed that we have dropped a whole bunch of citadels in Stain, and a total newbie and the guys at GSOL have been doing a ton of fucking work to make that happen. We dropped a whole bunch of citadels in Stain. Why are we doing that? Why are we, who always avoid Stain, doing anything at all with Stain? The answer is Nirvana implants. So here's the deal, guys. In the midst of all of these amazing nerfs that CCP has implemented, you can get Nirvana implants out of Blazing in Stain, running missions out there. And it's necessary. These are the shield slaves if you don't immediately recognize what a Nirvana implant is. And as CCP is nerfing the hell out of super carriers and ships in general, they are, as usual, making mistakes and forgetting how important and what an impact shield slaves would have despite their nerfs. So we need them. We need to get lots of these Nirvana implants. And the way that we do this is by blazing in Stain. So we have been putting down all of these citadels to be able to do that. Let me see if there's anything else that we need to do other than just telling you guys to do it. There's going to be some guide threads, I believe, to explain to people what the fuck to do. But if you already know, if you've been blazing in Venal and you already know what's up, go ahead and go do that in Stain, please, and get us Nirvana implant. And we're going to be having, let me take a look here. Yeah, I mean, you should just have the threads and the groups and everything should be ready, and look for broadcasts. I think basically, like, if there's anything else that you need to know about how to do this, those threads are going to be coming. I didn't want to basically get up here and tell everybody don't do it yet. I know that we don't have like the full posts and everything ready, but a lot of you already have been doing this in Venal before and you know what to do. So if I tell you go blazing and Stain and we've got this set up, you can get started. And goal is we need Nirvana implants. It's a strategic reason because fundamentally speaking, every single Levy and Ragnarok that we have is going to need Nirvana implant. So look for pings about that in the next few days, ideally today. Unfortunately, I'm like the worst person to explain to anybody about how to go do PvP, I mean PvE in EVE Online. I at least vaguely know how PvP works, but PvE, I'm just like missions. People do them. Go do them over there so we can get shield slaves so our Titan fleet can be even stronger. Thank you. But yes, it is actually something important that is necessary. So if you're bored, if you feel like your PvE has been nerfed and you're mad and you're frustrated, go Blazing and Stain and get us some of these fucking Nirvana implants. Okay. Now, similarly, we had been talking about running a Abyssal PvE org to get Kikimura BKCs. That is still in progress. We are not ready to announce that today. That will probably be ready by next week, but it might also be ready sometime during the week, and we'll send broadcasts. Basically, I've told Saren and the squad crew to have a badge and fight crime and do their thing. So you can start blazing today in Stain because GSOL has done the work and we've got all these citadels down there. And there will be more announcements about sourcing Kikimura BPCs by a Abyssal PVE org that will be spun up sometime this week. Canless shacks be used for home defense? I don't know why they would be. I mean, you could. I don't think you necessarily get reimbursed for it, but. Okay, let's see what we've got here. As a reminder, we have a job board. The job board is for goons who have access to hiring other goons in the real world, a place to do that, which is critically important because tons of people are getting thrown out of work. We're probably going to try to remind people that the job board exists every week and just sort of create an internal ecosystem there so we can do more Freemasons and space bullshit. I have a note here about moon rentals. Sorry, I'm just going through like agenda items before we go to just pure Q&A. If after the nerfs you have found that your moon is suddenly shit and you no longer want to rent it, please use the DSOL General Request JIRA form. My brain is already hurting. I am a simple mitten and forms immediately confuse me. To request a GSOL to unrent your moon, GSOL is going to do a check of all the moons that have no fracks in the next few weeks and automatically unrent moons that have no fracks set for the last month. And then there's something involving a JIRA thread. Gooniversity is doing a free-for-all for their class anniversary at actually just coming up here. I think that's right when the meta show starts. All right. What's my favorite dread? That's a tough question. I used to use Morris's in general. That was like one of my first dreads, and I just sort of stuck with that. In terms of like sex appeal, I think that the Rev, particularly with the red and gold skin, is one of the best, just for looks. But in terms of actually like killing puppies, like Alpha Fleet, Omega Fleet, like Nags are kind of like, you know, at the end of the day, it's really just all about big alpha. The thing about dreads is that they're all kind of fun and interesting for different ways, and there's all sorts of stupid shit that you can do with them. I've always been just a big fan of dread. It's probably like I have more hours logged FCing dread fleets than I do pretty much anything else, because I can't think in 3D easily. It's really hard for me to think about maneuver, but a fixed position siege versus a target that isn't moving, or even targets that are moving, but I don't have to worry about maneuver at all. I just get in dreads, follow the procedures, and then murder motherfuckers. So I'm hugely biased in favor of dreads, which is why I'm like, go, super carriers have been nerfed. Well, we'll just all have to use dreads for everything. That'll be fucking tragic. So I'm kind of biased in terms of how this patch goes. Will there be a new version of the old school Wrecking Ball using the umbrella? We are experimenting with one of the fun things about all these filaments and all the puppies being teleported to our doorstep is that we're basically doing live fire testing on new methods of homeland defense. And we are certainly experimenting with hod reds. Obviously, if you have a situation where you're trying to save a target that has a the hostiles will put an inhib down, you've got like a 100-kilometer like issue there. But for general use and abuse against teleporting puppies, I think hod reds are just kind of fun for homeland defense, regardless of a specific like saving or work wall kind of scenario. With the short range changes, will Blaster Morrises become relevant? I don't know what we will ask our experts who are not me. That is one of the things that all this stuff works is I basically try to assemble the best team possible of people that will tell me what is right, and then I say, here's a badge fight crime, and then try to persuade everybody to do the smart thing. So we will do whatever is optimal based upon the best people that we have arguing with each other and then testing it out, live testing hobbies, and then we will implement that policy. So that's one of the reasons why like we're going to do things like parking our supers for a week when the patch hits, because like we found out during the blackout nonsense, doing that allows us to just really test and focus on rolling out the best possible doctrines and how to make hobbies scream. So speaking of arguing about patch changes here, even though I'm pretty smug about them, like I'm totally cool, OG rule, I'll use sacrileges and dreads and kill puppies all day and blaze and stain, okay? People are really angry about them, I'm told from reading Reddit, and on the meta show we will have, speaking of angry people, Olmeca Gold, Vili, and Laura Sekko. And the theme of the meta show is basically going to be asking these various aspects of Eve what they think about the upcoming patch. And my understanding is that most of them will be complaining about it or arguing with each other. I will be playing the role of the adult because, you know, oh gee, we're just going to have to use thousands of dreads and sacrileges and drop on people all the time. Oh my. I keep being told that I should be upset about this, but I think it's awesome. But we will watch these people on the meta show tell us why the patch sucks. My personal idea is, again, I'm very biased. I've been doing this for 15 years now, and I've seen CCP like sledgehammer nerf things every few years. It's like what they do. So again, if you are new to our crew and you're like, oh my god, CCP just sledgehammer nerfed this, and you know, my super carrier is useless and everything sucks, how could this possibly happen, nothing will ever be the same. They do this every couple of years. Like, this is just a thing they do. They will over nerf something into basically uselessness, and then another ship steps into the role. So I was kind of worried that people would be upset, but just judging from the reaction in Elysium, people are not particularly butt blasted. So whatever, cool. We'll just use sacrileges and dread drop everything and high fives all around. Yeah, as Apple Pear points out, it will be actually very difficult for me to be role playing an adult in the room. I will basically be restraining my impulses to troll Olmeca nonstop, but the sacrifices I make. One other thing I want to talk about that is sort of not directly related to Eve. We talked about this last week. Is we are one of the orgs that we're spinning up. Darkhawk is pioneering this. We're going to be having sort of like a Goonfit org. We're going to be announcing that more next week. But as a sort of a preview, we are looking for a way for goons to stay connected and stay fit. That isn't purely Soulswarm. Soulswarm, of course, is mainly about gains. Actually, I don't want to say that it's mainly about gains. Soulswarm, you guys do your thing. But this is going to be a general fitness, don't turn into a fat ass and then die from the Rona, kind of thing. And we're going to be having more about that, probably ready to launch it next week for you guys. And again, also for next week, we will have, if not on Saturday, possibly even before, between now and next week, we'll be launching the Abyssal PvE, Kikimora farming, org. All right, so let's see what we got here. If people have any questions or things like that that we want to touch on here. It's been kind of like a weird grab bag of stuff because most of the reactions and the org planning we've been having to do recently is in reaction to CCP dropping a weird grab bag of stuff. So instead of having like a coherent theme for the fireside and saying, you know, they did this and so we're doing that, there's like 50 random different things that are going on from CCP, and then there's 50 random different things going on from us. So also, I did a shitload of weed last night, so I'm kind of spacey. Can we clear out the newt structures and stain? Sure. Can we get a shout out for Repswarm, please? They're collecting spare Frontier skins for Logi ships, and they'll be redistributing them to Imperium Logis who want them. Please contract that to Repswarm Industries Corp. Thank you, Reaver. Is this Age of Chaos 2.0? If not, can we make chaos ourselves? Interesting question. CCP has been basically trying to backpedal away from the Age of Chaos thing and memory hole it, which is fine by me. I think that what happened here is not Age of Chaos. It looks to me like CCP had a whole bunch of different ideas from different teams on the table for things that might work for nerfing this or that. And instead of picking one, it looks like they said, fuck it, why not do them all? Which is why the patch seems really random. But whatever, I'm cool with it. We were already using sacrileges, so they're like, oh, well, hacks are going to be secondhand buffed. I am kind of annoyed that they spent all this time and effort working on battleships and then functionally nerfed battleships. We hope that that might change so we can still use them effectively. But we were already all about the sacrilege before this patch, but now we're even more about the sacrilege, so whatevs. Who runs the Abyss program stuff and how can I help with it? You can't do shit about it yet because it hasn't been announced. When it is announced next week, or if Saren and crew send some pings about it between now and next Saturday, then you will have instructions. I'm giving you a preview of what's going to happen, but I am not telling you any action items yet because there aren't any. Action items will be Go Blazing and Stain. That is the PvE activity of choice that we are distracting you with because CCP is nerfing mining and ratting and making things weird. So Go Blazing and Stain if you want a PvE. PvP, we're just going to keep murdering nerds here in Delph because CCP keeps delivering them to us thanks to the filaments. What about the nerf to mineral availability? Yeah, they nerfed mining. Like, that is a thing that happened. Cynthia Gray points out that each set of Nirvanas requires a lot of PI and has linked a PI-related thing if you want to help out in producing some of those components. When are the FCSC org changes happening? Good question, Dave Archer, and I can't answer it yet. We are actually like changing a whole lot of stuff. So one of the things in today's Loom meeting, and I'll just say this openly for you guys, is that we are in sort of a period where everybody's playing EVE because of the Rona. Like, the number of people that are here and paying attention to the server numbers are up, and that's cool and good. Our enemies aren't really fighting each other at the moment. Nothing is particularly happening, but we're in a pretty good position. So we're kind of like spinning up orgs, and it's been kind of like smoke them if you got them. Like, if you've got org improvements you want to implement. So we are spinning up a whole bunch of random ass different program, and we have a lot of irons in the fire because we're in this unique position of organizationally and militarily and economically being the hegemonic power in the galaxy at the moment. We're in a position of really sort of optimal strength as any of the Nullsec empires go, and that forces our competition basically to deal with each other and fight amongst themselves. And they are less equipped to be able to handle these patch changes, right? Because since we already implemented a bunch of very heavily interventionist, highly regulatory like policies during the blackout era during the Drifter stuff, now when CCP hits the game with a sledgehammer, you guys are all used to us going, okay, well, everything's turned on a dime and now we're changing X, Y, and Z. So while our competition is still flat-footed and dealing with all this stuff, we are spinning up new orgs left and right and reforming things, and like Gooniversity is doing a bunch of cool stuff that Robbie was talking about earlier in the Loom meeting, so I'm excited about that. So expect just a whole bunch of random shit from us because we're all trapped inside and we're playing our fucking video game, and playing our video game for a lot of the people in the directorate means building orgs, building empires, and making cool shit blow up. Does Home Defense Extravaganza mean no GIF? The GIF is still going to happen, but we have to have enemies fighting each other to deploy it. So we do want to deploy the GIF. And we want to do it when you guys actually will have something to do. So I would not anticipate a GIF deployment for at least another couple weeks. But it is something that as soon as it's reasonable for us to do, we want to do it, right? We want to go stomp on people's faces. Come on. But if motherfuckers aren't fighting each other right now, where are we going to be deploying the GIF, right? All right, so what do we got? Do we have any agreements not to shoot structures in Stain? Not to shoot our structures in Stain? Not to my knowledge. I mean, Stain is like this weird, hostile, bad place where there are people that will kill us, but we need these fucking Nirvana implants. So we're going to go there, and we're going to be staying in the constellations that we have set up, our citadels, and we are going to be blazing our way towards lots of blazing our way towards Nirvana. I don't know. There's some sort of a drug joke to be made there. I assume that, at least initially speaking, the Stain Russians will be fighting against us, and then we will fight back, and this is not unique to the Imperium. Like, Legacy also has a bunch of stuff going on Stain on the other half of Stain, and they're doing the same thing, because everybody needs these stupid fucking implants now. So we are hardly the only block that is dipping their toe in the water. Are we messing with legacy structures in Stain? No, the nip that we have with them still stands. Like, we're not going to go blow up test structures because we don't want tests blowing up our structures because we all need these fucking implants and who cares? Sometimes people, like, we don't really see people talk about, like, let's go to war with legacy or something like that, but, like, you know, they don't really have anything good that we want at a fundamental level. Like, you know, the situation with Conquest and Eve is such that you need a good reason to go to war, and our stuff is all better than legacy stuff. And so, like, they can stay on their half of Stain and, you know, mission run to get their Nirvanas. We'll do that with ours, and, you know, they can have fun storming the castle. Somebody else's castle, because apparently people do not really want a piece of Fortress Delve. And if people did want a piece of Fortress Delve, that would be fucking amazing. We're all bored and stuck at home, and we have all these fucking keep stars here. So if the rest of the galaxy wants to get together and fucking attack us, you know, God bless and bring it. But, you know, what happened is when we brought on board our new allies in Ranger Regiment, Iron Crown, and Dracaris, all these other motherfuckers that were hoping for a Casino War 3.0 chickened out. They were like, oh, well, never mind. But whatever. Hope springs eternal. Maybe they'll assault Fortress Delve. I don't think it's going to happen. Are we allowed to focus on their mission runners or blazers in Stain? I assume that you are talking about going after legacy in Stain. Like, they're not blue, but who cares? Like, if you want to go shoot random test people, you can go shoot random test people just the way it is right now. But the reason why we're in Stain is that we need to get the Nirvanas for our shield supers and our shield titans, right? The strategic goal in Stain is purely a means to an end of getting the necessary implant sets for our shield supers and titans, right? The reason why you're in Stain is to get the fucking Nirvanas. The reason is not let's go there and let's fight legacy, because fighting, like, if we want to fight legacy, why would we do it in Stain? We could go through Aquarius into the Catch salient. We could go through Peribasis into Paragon Soul. There's various invasion vectors, none of which have anything to do with Stain, and also legacy shit is worse than ours. Like, they don't have anything we need. So the reason why we're in Stain is we need these Nirvanas so our overwhelming Titan fleet can continue to be overwhelming. That's the goal. That's what I want people focusing on. It is a means to an end of getting the Nirvanas, not like, you know, I think in terms of PvP, because the filament stuff seems to be working out and more puppies are playing Eve, the galaxy is filling up because everybody's bored and stuck at home, and that means more people are going to be using filaments, which is why basically we are having puppies teleported to us on a fucking platter in small gang sizes nonstop all day, which means that you can get involved in homeland defense and start dropping dreads on these guys, run around in subcaps and have fun, and just murder puppies from the palaces of Delve all day long, which gets us good PvP training and also lets us be lazy, which is like a fantastic combination. We can murder puppies and be lazy at the same time. I love that. Is there going to be a buyback program for Nirvana implants? That is a very good question. We are setting up a whole bunch of shit involving the Nirvana implants, and there are going to be broadcasts with posts and information in the next 24 to 48 hours. The reason why I'm saying, fuck it, let's do it live, let's get to Blazing and Stain, is because we put the Citadels there, and we have just set up, like, the auth groups for the org and all the bureaucratic stuff that shorts out my simple little mitten brain when we do spin up a new Sigar squad. That is being done, and guides are getting written and will be broadcasted. But there's nothing, like, if you already know how to do it, you can just go to fucking Stain and Blaze right now. For the guys that are already involved in that shit. When RR becomes a full member, I think they should be given their own space. Ranger Regiment is a full member of the Imperium. The reason why we don't like have people with different space isn't because space is good. Space is bad. The reason why all of the iHubs in Delve are Goonswarm iHubs is not because we don't think our allies should have their own space. It's that CCP has this incredibly stupid SOV system called FozzySOV. And in FozzySOV, we haven't had a SOV war in a while, so I might as well explain this since there's 850 of you here. Basically, in a Soth war, because Fozzie's Hoff sucks and we all try to avoid it and do it as little as possible, the only people who can Soth laser defensively to be defenders have to be in the alliance that owns the item, which means that functionally speaking, especially for our smaller allies, like let's say that you wanted to defend, I don't know, like an initiative iHub. Well, the only people that can Soth laser to counter that would be people who are in initiative. You can be in Goon Swarm, you can want to help them, but you won't actually be able to do a thing mechanically because Fozzie's stuff sucks ass. So after we learned the painful lessons of the Casino War, when we came down to Fortress Delve and started building Fortress Delve, one of the first things that we did was we said we're not going to make the same mistake that we did in the Northwest, which is why the Sov is all the underlying stuff, which is keyed off of the iHubs, is Goon Swarm, not because we're assholes, though we are assholes. It's because we literally would not be able to defend our allies. And we saw that is what happened to Space Monkey's alliance in Fade, is you had a smaller allied entity and they couldn't defend their own shit because a smaller group of people got burned out and we could just sit there and watch and couldn't actually help. It's really lame. Fozzie's Hoff sucks. Fuck that shit. I hate it. But I want people to understand why the Sov footprint in Delve is the way it is, and also why we don't really pay too much attention to the off-Delve colonies, right? So when we're saying you can go to Period Basis, you can go to Aquarius, you can do all these things in all these other places, but we won't defend you, is that those regions are functionally indefensible under the Fozzie-Sov system, right? And the way that we have our umbrellas set up. So it's not that like our allies are having a trial period or they're newbies or eventually we're going to get them space. It's that actually giving people independent space is bad for them and it's bad for us. And it's Delve's a fucking free-for-all anyway. Everybody has basically the same rights here. So it's just adapting to shitty crap from CC rather than anything involving our policies towards our allies. Hopefully that makes lots of sense. Our homeland defense fleet is going to be Dreads now because I'm totally okay with that. I think that would be awesome and I'd love to see that. But our homeland defense geniuses are going to be workshopping this over the coming weeks while our supercarriers are docked for the first week after the patch to figure that out and what is going to be optimal. Do we have any clue if fixing Sov is on CCB's agenda? I think that they will want to do it eventually, but they've been burned so badly that it probably won't be for a while. I never really believe anything that CCB says until it's in patch notes, because until then, like, oh, we're planning on this, oh, we're planning on that, like, whatever, man. Until it's on a fucking release cycle, like, on an actual patch notes that's imminent, I'm not going to get fussed about it because I'm very old and very jaded at this point. A switch to Dreads for home defense, would this lead to a larger coverage? I don't know. I mean, technically, they have, you've got more of light year range with Dreads, but it also depends on what we would be defending and how we would be using them. So we've got to figure this out in practice what we want to do, because if you have your Dreads hang out further than your Supers and your Titans, then the escalation options are a little bit more constricted. And I am not an expert on Super Capital Warfare or even Capital Warfare, and I just listen to our experts. So they're going to be working on that. And we're going to do what they say, and we're going to figure out what's optimal, and then that. Does the supers docking thing or special snowflake out super ratting that you should not expect to be saved if shit goes sideways? I'm pretty sure that dock all of your supers for a week after the patch means dock all of your supers for a week after the patch. There's a few reasons why we do this. Some people are going to ignore it and be snowflakes, and then they will probably die. But one of the biggest reasons why we do this is it chokes off all the hopes and the dreams of the Olmecas of Eve, who, just like we saw with Blackout, they want to come down to Delve and they think it's going to be a paradise of easy kills and wailing, and then they only find death and suffering at the hand of our guns and oppression and misery, which is what they deserve, and amusement for us. And then after a week, we can undock things and experiment with them. We will have broadcasts and more announcements about this when the patch actually hits on Wednesday. All right, so I need to go fuck off and get ready for listening to Olmeca and Vili argue with each other for an hour. I don't know why I do this to myself. I guess I have some sort of an unexpressed or unexamined masochistic streak. Actually, that's not true. I'm going to try to manipulate them into having Olmeca be as obnoxious as possible because I am a petty little bitch. Thank you guys for coming. We're going to have the meta show here in about 15 minutes. And then again, next week, we'll be announcing the Higemoras when the patch hits. Lots of broadcasts are going to be coming, guys. We've got lots of new orgs. Go Blazing and Stain. Be prepared to park your supers when the patch hits. Dreads, Nags and Revs, Nags and Revs. I did watch the Astartes thing, and it was fucking awesome. Astartes 5 is great. It's only about 10 minutes to watch all of the Astartes videos, and if you're a 40k nerd like me, it's just it's 40k porn. It's beautiful. Thank you for coming, and we see you next week. Keep on kicking ass, guys.